One of the best things about doing this show is the cakes. One of the depressing things about doing this show is that because we're calendar gardeners, you realise how quickly the years go round and round and round and round. You thought I was going to say one of the depressing things about the show is Jeff Stonebanks, but that's not true.
I think it's like working with me.
What's true, though, is I can't believe that we're about to kick off another season, and of course it always starts earlier. Lots of gardens open in the month of Feb, and Jeff Stonebanks is the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the NGS, East and Mid Sussex, to raise money, of course, for charity. He's got his own fantastic garden that he opens at least twice a year, and he joins us for the first time in 2017 on the line right now. Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Joe, and a belated happy birthday to Jim for yesterday. I hope you've both enjoyed all those cakes.
Well, still, must have been still a one left. Of them.
Well, I'll have that. Okay.
We'll save that for you. We'll post it to you.
All right, then, fine. Well, as you say, I can't quite believe it. This is the fifth year that I've been talking about gardens open for the NGS on Dig. Time's just flown by. And 2017 is actually a very special year, too. It's the year that the scheme celebrates its 90th birthday.
There you are. Now, Jim, what was yesterday?
No, it wasn't 90, was it? Now, that's a bit unfair.
No, but we are in every birthday's a bonus territory. I think I'm joking. Anyway, on you go, Jeff. Okay.
Well, February might be a bit chilly, but it begins the garden visiting year, as Joe says, with some wonderful snowdrop openings, when more than 80 gardens nationwide will open their gates for the second ever National Garden Scheme Snowdrop Festival. Some of the gardens open have as many as 300 different varieties, whilst others have a mix of snowdrops, hellebores and other early spring flowers. So whether you want to admire the different varieties of snowdrops or just have a walk in a lovely surrounding, visiting a National Garden Scheme garden in February is the perfect escape. So as usual, all the gardens I mention allow children in free and serve homemade teas. So let's get the ball rolling by taking a look at Surrey first. Visit Gatton Park in Rocky Lane, Merstham, and see 250 acres of the estate originally laid out by Capability Brown. Among the other features it boasts are Japanese rock and water gardens. Look out for stunning displays of snowdrops and aconites. There are free activities for children, soup and rolls available here too, and it'll open on Sunday the 12th of February from 11 to 4 with admission £4. Moving across to Sussex, there are three possibilities. Back in the snowdrop season of 2015, Nick and Jane Baker at Pembury House declared they would not be opening to the public again. Over the years, they'd raised £100,000 for the scheme and thought then would be a good time to stop. However, since then, so many people have contacted them to say how much they missed their trip to Ditchling Road, Clayton, that they'll be open this year by arrangement from groups of 10 to 30. Individuals, however, can call and be added to the groups that are already booked, and they can do this by ringing 01273 842 805, that's 01273 842 805, and entry there, including homemade teas, is £9. Next up, there's Weston's Court in Castle Road, West Grinstead. It's owned by a garden designer and covers 1 acre with 2 acres of meadow, plus unusual mature trees and a lake. It's laid out in organically shaped beds with mainly prairie-style planting, grasses and structural plants. Again, see masses of snowdrops and hellebores when it opens on Saturday the 25th of February from 11 to 4 with admission £5. Lastly, in Sussex, there's the Old Vicarage in the Street, Washington. 3.5 acres of garden, the front formerly laid out with topiary, wide lawn, mixed border and contemporary water sculpture. The rear features new and mature trees, herbaceous borders, water garden and stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. And new for 2017 is an architectural stumpery. You can go see it on Sunday the 26th of February from 11 to 3:30, and entry is £5. Crossing over then to North East Hampshire, there are several gardens to offer, with a brand new one for 2017 at Chawton House Library near Alton. This is a 14-acre listed landscape garden, and visitors will see many features, including sweeping lawns, a ha-ha walled garden, and there are great parkland views too. And it's going to open on Sunday the 19th of February, and entry is £4. Next up is a 3-acre garden at the Down House in Itchen Abbas. It's laid out in rooms overlooking the Itchen Valley, adjoining the Pilgrim's Way, with walks to the river. Go and see the snowdrops, aconites, crocus, plus borders of coloured dogwood, willow stems and white birches. This is a garden of structure, including pleached hornbeams and a rope-lined fountain garden. Not to be missed, it's also open on the 19th of February from 12 to 4 with admission £5. And then finally we've got, at the end of the month, Little Court Crawley near Winchester, which opens four times next month, on the 19th, 20th, 26th and 27th of February. It's located in a small, pretty village. It's a three-acre walled and sheltered traditional country garden, which will be spectacular next month. There are many naturalised bulbs, special snowdrops and cowslips in the labyrinth. It's fun for all ages, with many places to sit and enjoy views. And for children, there's a treehouse and swings. And it's open from 2 to 5 on those four dates, and entry is just £3.50. So there we have it, Joe, a lovely selection of gardens with lots of snowdrops to see next month. More details, as usual, can be had at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling the NGS office during office hours 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535. And I very much look forward to talking to you again at the end of February with our March gardens.
Absolutely, and you will be opening yourself later in the season.
Oh, I will. I'm open 14 times this year, starting in June.
I said in my introduction, open at least twice.
I know, I did think that.
14 times?
14 times, I know.
Wow.
Sad but true. There you go. And I mean, amazing, yesterday I had an email from a lady in Japan. She'd read about my garden in an article in a magazine in Japan, which I didn't know was there. And she's booked their flights for 6 people to fly over from Japan in June to see the garden.
No pressure. No pressure at all there.
There you go.
That's a long way to come, but I'm sure it'll be worth it. We'll chat to you in a month.
All right, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much, Joe.
Bye-bye. Driftwoodbyc.co.uk is, incidentally, Jeff's own website, if you can have a look at his garden. Japan is a long way to come, but it is a nice garden. Carolyn Berry, hello, Joe.